This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury, and welcome to Tech Talk. When I was growing up, I had a little bit of an obsession, and that obsession was space and astronomy and why men went to the moon and why the moon is where it is and where the sun is where it is. It was a little bit of an obsession for quite some time. But sadly, it, like most obsessions, it faded away over time. Not to say I still don't have a great interest in space. But there are things that I don't know and things that I'd like to discover. And today's show is a little bit about some of those things. On the phone line with me today, I have Dr. Sean Thier. He's the executive chairman and CEO of Malaysia's Angkasa X Holdings Corporation. They've got concrete plans to make Malaysia a regional space hub, offering satellite as a service with advanced data sharing technology made available through satellites, and work is already underway. And amongst others, Angkasa X has plans for 500 satellite constellations to connect the region in a conducive manner, with the first satellite to launch in 2022. The purpose is to provide internet connectivity, particularly for the region's underserved communities, through what is known as low Earth orbit satellites, LEO. Dr. Sean Thier, thank you very much for taking the time out of your very busy day to join humble little me on the phone line today.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you, Richard.
How are you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm good. Good morning.
Now, tell me a little bit about your background. How does a man end up deciding that he wants to help build satellites and launch them into space?
Okay. That goes... back 20 years ago, I studied in the US, okay, and started my tech career in Silicon Valley, California, in the early 90s. Okay, that have given me a lot of exposure in terms of how tech companies are being formed, startups are being run. Okay, and I studied, my undergraduate was in computer engineering. It was very new back in the 90s, with a master in computer science. After my graduation and worked in the US for a few years, I returned to KL, recruited by Sun Microsystems Malaysia. It was the MSE founding companies back in the 90s. And my job is provide consultancy for the back then MSE smart schools and telemedicine flagship projects. Okay. After spending a few years there, I started my entrepreneurship journey in year 2001. Okay. Over the last 20 years, I have co-founded and listed a number of companies. Okay, the first one was listed in Singapore Stock Exchange in 2008. The second one was listed in London Stock Exchange in 2014. The third one was the one recently listed. It's called CTAP Ventures, that was floated in the US OTC market in late 2020. Okay, and the fourth one is a company called Asia Fins. We have just received approval from SEC to list, and we hope Angkasa X is the next one.
So what exactly was the spark behind Angkasa X? You know, where did it come from, and how long has it kind of been bubbling underneath the surface?
Well, it started in July 2019, okay, when my partner and I, okay, my partner is Dr. William Lim, okay, when we met a potential client in Jakarta, okay, Indonesia. Over the conversations, I proposed to them to start a space technology venture to provision satellite internet connectivity services in Indonesia. However, I think COVID-19 global pandemic started in early 2020, and all international travel was banned, and it led to also global economy meltdown. So the Indonesia project was put on hold indefinitely. So last year, right around March, when Malaysia MCO started, okay, we read news about students living in the rural area, okay, face challenges, I need to climb the trees, walk the miles, okay, to have internet access for the studies, okay. Right around June, okay, together with my good friend, Dr. CK Lee, the CEO of a NASDAQ listed company called Greenpole Capital, we wanted to offer solutions. We want to find solution to help these rural area people And we wanted to form a social inclusion company that could provide what we then call internet as a basic necessity, okay, for the betterment of mankind. And we founded Angasa X in August last year, 2020, about 10 months ago.
So essentially, it started over a cup of tea somewhere in Jakarta, or a cup of coffee, or whatever it is you're doing. And you know, like most ideas, it starts from just a conversation, right? And seeing things in the news and reading, you know, how you can solve a problem, how you can plug a gap. So how far along are you with the projects with Angasa X right now?
Let me give you a bit background of what our visions. Okay. We have a vision of creating a world where connectivity is a basic affordable necessity for the betterment of mankind, and therefore improve the standard of living and eradicate poverty for ASEANs in the living in the rural areas. Okay, our vision actually pretty much aligned with the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, particularly goal number one, to eradicate and end poverty. Okay, we also align with goal number four, to ensure inclusive quality educations. Among others, like I say, these are the two SDGs that we want to deliver with the Angasa X visions. Okay, and our aim also aspire to make Malaysia as a regional hub. Okay, for this, we call it the LEO satellite manufacturing and design hub. And we have launched a concept called ASEAN Space Economy back in April. Okay, that is basically looking into the economy, the economic so-called benefits that can generate from space. Okay, all this basically resulted from a study from Morgan Stanley. Okay, the team in Morgan Stanley estimated that the global space economy could surge $1 trillion. Okay, in the next 20 years, in Malaysia, we felt that we have what it takes, the experience in satellite engineering. Okay, we're trying to get a piece of that pie, okay, the $1 trillion pie. Well, we have done a lot in the last 10 months. Okay, started last August. Okay, we have signed partnerships with the Penang State Government, okay, as a collaborator with the local E&E companies to build the components for our satellites in Penang. And we also signed up with USM, okay, University of Science Malaysia, as a education collaborators, because they have the professor, researchers, and the expertise in aero and space engineering. We also form our R&D team. Okay, we hire 8 experts, okay, with relevant experience, and some of them actually are working abroad. Okay, they will return. Okay, yeah, we'll bring people back to Malaysia. They will return to Malaysia and work on our satellite aspiration, our project. We are honored to have signed up to actually have Professor Emeritus Datuk Seri Dr. Marsan Othman to be our honorary advisors. As you know, she is the Malaysia first astrophysicist and also served in the United Nations Office for Outer Space Affairs, okay, from 2007, I think, to 2014. And this is the global organizations under the UN Secretariat, okay, that promote so-called peaceful international corporations in the outer space. And the other one actually fixed up the so-called the outer space treaty. Okay.
Yeah. Dr. Maslan is one of my personal heroes here in Malaysia, actually. Now, you mentioned a couple of things there, and I just want to kind of rewind just a little bit and touch upon them. In terms of how do we compare with other countries in the region as to where our space technology and programs are, and how does our tech here in Malaysia compare with the rest of the world?
That's a very good question. Okay, a lot of people doesn't think very highly of what Malaysia has. Okay, let me put it this way. Okay, Malaysia has many years of experience and expertise in satellite engineering and business. Okay, I think Myasat has launched their first communication and broadcasting. This is called geosynchronous satellites. Okay, communication satellites back in 1996. And they have launched 6 GEO satellites to date. Okay, Malaysia also started our LEO, this low Earth orbit satellites R&D and mission back in the late 2000. And Malaysia has launched our first domestic satellite called Tiong Sat, okay, back in year 2000. in 2009, Razak Set was launched. And this Razak Sets, okay, I think it's about 50 kilogram, was launched the near equatorial orbit. Okay, this is very new because the rest of the countries in the Russia, China, US, they are in the so-called polar orbits. Okay. Malaysia also have built and launched a UITM SAT, okay, in 2018. This is by UITM. And the next one is called the ASEAN SAT, okay, ASEAN SAT. It's under development. This is collaborating with Japan, Thailand, and Philippines. Okay, comparing to our neighboring country, I think Thailand is quite advanced. Okay, Thaicom, I think they have launched 8 geo satellites as well, okay, mainly for communications, broadcasting, and broadband. In terms of LEO satellite technology is concerned, I believe Angkasa X is the first company in Southeast Asia aspired to build and launch 500 units of satellites, okay, communication satellites, to form our ASEAN Link satellite constellations. Okay, we have also secure partnerships with our top global LEO satellite technology providers from Russia, China, and the US.
Hold on to those partnerships. I want to touch on those after we come back from the break. That's something that I find really, really interesting. We need to take a break here, Dr. Sean. Coming to the end of this segment. Hold on to those thoughts, though. We'll be right back here on Tech Talk. We're talking about satellites. Satellite as a service. Don't go anywhere. I've got Dr. Sean Sia, the Executive Chairman and CEO of Malaysia's very own Angkasa X Holdings Corporation, here on BFM 89.9.
Building Future Malaysia. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station. My name is Rich Bradbury and welcome to Tech Talk. On the phone with me is Dr. Sean Sia, the Executive Chairman and CEO of Malaysia's Angkasa X Holdings Corporation. They've got concrete plans to make Malaysia a regional space hub, offering satellite as a service. Just before the break, I had to interrupt Dr. Sean just before we started speaking about partnerships. Now, Dr. Sean, space technology nowadays, unlike yesteryear when it was, you know, Russia would be doing their own thing, the US would be doing their own thing, India might have been doing their own thing, China were doing their own thing. It's a lot more about partnerships. And I imagine these partnerships nowadays are to help with costs. Now, how difficult are these partnerships to form, and how can we encourage more of these partnerships?
Okay, thanks, Richard, for the sessions. Okay. Angkasa X has formed, okay, various partnerships over the last 10 months. Okay, and we have secure, okay, the most important one, we call it EduTech licensing partnerships.
Right.
With Russia, a company called Sputnik.
Yep.
With China, a company called Cassette Space, and with US, a company called Southern Networks. Okay, this is to license their training courseware and some of their advanced satellite technologies, okay, to build our Angkasa X satellites.
Mm.
And Angkasa X shall own the IP of the design of our satellites.
Got it.
That thing fundamentally is about partnerships. And our US team, which we have formed, okay, in the last few months and led by our US director, also will help us to source advanced satellite technology components and expertise from the US. Okay, I think that's the holy grail, okay, for the entire so-called satellite engineering, okay, led by NASA and SpaceX.
Mm-hmm.
And together with the Malaysia and the US team, okay, we are here to work together to build the Angkasa X, we call it HTS, high throughput satellites, okay, with inter-satellite links technology, ISL. Mm-hmm. Imagine 500 satellites are linked together, okay, to provide a cohesive bandwidth to a region. Okay, that's ISL.
Right. Are these partnerships generally difficult to form, or is it a case of, look, you know, we want to help people with internet connectivity. What can you do to help?
I think partnership is about win-win. Okay, forming partnership, we need to ask ourselves, what do we have to offer?
Yeah.
Okay, Malaysia, ASEAN, okay, can offer a market. with over 660 million populations.
Mm.
Out of these huge populations, okay, approximately half, 300 over million population are living in the rural area who have inadequate access to internet connectivity.
Mm-hmm.
Where there are over 30,000 islands throughout the Southeast Asia region. Okay.
Yeah.
And most of these are being deprived of internet connectivities.
Yeah.
Okay. So what we have is a market that most of these developed advanced satellite companies want to be in. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we have what the expertise, okay, to design. What we need is to find the most advanced technology. And of course, we need to find money to pay them.
Yeah.
So one of the plan is to Angkasa mass IPO and raise funds, okay,
right,
in the public, in the capital market to pay our partners.
I mean, you know, whilst we're on the topic of connectivity, you know, it's, as I mentioned at the top of the show, it's something that we've discussed a lot of here on BFM, and especially now that we're in times that we're in. Connectivity for everybody is a priority, but that doesn't always seem to have been the case here in Malaysia. Now, obviously, there are many issues behind this. First of all, there's, you know, logistics and landscape. You know, we have jungle, we have islands, we have... Is that just a major issue, though, do you think? Or is there something else that connectivity hasn't been prioritized?
Malaysia, like I say, our internet connectivity has always been, let me choose the word, I call it inadequate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Especially outside the urban cities and in the rural area.
Mm.
Okay. Malaysia, I think the last survey we have done, we have about 7 million population living in the rural area. Okay.
Yeah.
The cost of laying fiber to this rural area is too high.
Right.
And the return on investment, ROI, is too low.
Okay? Right, yeah.
I think most telco find difficulties to justify fiber connectivity infrastructure to invest in equipment in these remote areas and also the maintenance cost to access to this area.
Yeah.
I think the COVID-19 pandemic has accelerated the demand for much better internet connectivity, especially for online education. These are necessity, commerce, health, okay? And connectivity has become a necessity, a basic necessity, okay, for everyone. Not only in the urban, this is not the privileged people living in the urban areas, but also people living in the rural areas.
Yeah.
Okay, and jungle, islands, mountains.
We need this out there to bring people, you know, up to an education level, which will long-term help with poverty, you know, and it's about having that bigger picture, correct?
Correct. Mm. Okay. The technology is available today, okay, to serve this underserved or unserved areas in across Southeast Asia, okay. We believe satellite may be the only viable connectivity solutions.
Mm.
Okay.
I have a couple more questions for you before I let you go. Now, with the LEO satellites in orbit, once they're there, what kind of services can we expect, and how would they compare to what we already have now, and what impact would it have on the everyday consumer?
Very big questions. Okay.
Yes.
Angkasax will cater for the growing needs of satellite. First is internet connectivity, okay, and the rollout of IoT applications, GPS logistic tracking. Okay, and in the city, it could be autonomous vehicle navigations. Each data center, okay, in the rural areas, if you want to develop smart city in the rural area or new economy development, cross-border e-commerce, agriculture activities, new application for agriculture, and also we will provide a platform for countries' digital economy transformations.
Mm.
Okay, when after we roll out our Angkasa X ascending constellations, okay, we will work closely with telcos and ISP, telecommunication service provider, and we work with them to roll out our services in particularly people living in the rural area in the Southeast Asia region.
Mm.
Okay, in order to achieve so-called social inclusion, to offer our services as a basic affordable necessity, okay, to those lower spending power rural area communities, we have decided to partner with our partners to develop CSR and sponsorship programs by collaborating with public sector company, governments, social welfare agencies, the banks, Asia Development Bank and World Bank.
Mm.
Okay. So what it means is we are using what we call satellite internet connectivity, as the means to deliver our visions. Okay, our vision, as I stated just now, is to improve the standard of living in eradicate poverty for ASEANs living in the rural areas via digital economy transformations. So we believe from the satellite that we can provide, we can help to accelerate the growth of the rural area communities to bring great digital and economy transformation to those areas.
So anything to do with space is never a cheap endeavor, and it often comes with great risk. How do you manage to generate funding for this kind of initiative? And why Malaysia? What does it have to offer over anywhere else? Is it to do with our location? Is it to do with the fact that we're near the equator? What is it?
We raise funds from private placement, equity crowdfunding, and we plan to float IPO Angkasa X to raise more funds from the US capital market. We set up our R&D center in Malaysia because we have the satellite engineering expertise here. And our R&D cost is relatively low. And we can also bring the EduTech licensing partners to work with our team in Malaysia.
Mm.
Malaysia also benefits from being close to Equator, and being providing cheap and effective, efficient access to space. Malaysia is a founding member of ASEAN and RCEP, the Regional Comprehensive Economy Partnership, and it has the geopolitical advantages as it is in a neutral free trade zone. Malaysia has access to licensed advanced technologies from US, China, Russia to build our satellites. And Angkasa X will invest, build and launch our satellite and maintain them. And the last thing I want to quote is under the ASEAN Declaration of Bangkok in 1967, it is stated, we ASEAN to collaborate more effectively for the greater utilization of their agriculture and industries, the expansion of their trades, including the studies of the problems of international commodity trades, the improvement of the transportation and communication facilities, and the rising of the living standards of their people. We are delivering all this that ASEAN Declaration have stated in Bangkok in 1967.
Dr. Sean, thank you very much for your time today.
You're welcome.
That was Dr. Sean Sia, the Executive Chairman and CEO of Malaysia's Angkasa X Holdings Corporation. If you missed any part of the show, don't forget you can download the podcast a little bit later on this afternoon, or you can listen back via the BFM app. It's available in the Apple App Store or Google Play, or you can head over to bfm.my and stream it at your leisure. For Tech Talk on BFM, my name is Rich Bradbury.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.